Viola is here to talk about the Provincetown International Film Festival that runs from June 17th to June 21st in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
Tell us about the Provincetown International Film Festival.
Absolutely. Happy to. So the Provincetown International Film Festival, as you said, is beginning in just a couple weeks. It's June 17th through the 21st. And it's run by the Provincetown Film Society, which is the umbrella organization. It's a nonprofit that, in addition to the film festival, also has a year-round cinema, and it also has just begun a film institute. So the film festival is one part of the society, which we're looking forward to. It's just about to begin. It's in our 17th year, and there are going to be over 50 features this year, and we have documentaries, narrative films, and four short programs as well. In addition, there are special events and off-screen events that I'll be happy to talk about.
Who's being honored this year?
So our Filmmaker on the Edge is our signature event every year, and this year we're honoring Bobcat Goldthwait, the wonderful director who fits our mission very well because he's one of those directors that absolutely pushes the envelope and is right on the edge. He has a new film that we're going to have in the festival this year called Call Me Lucky, which is about Boston-based comedian and political activist Barry Crimmins, a wonderful film that we're happy to be presenting. In addition, we'll also be showing one of his retrospective titles, Sleeping Dogs Lie. So he will be in conversation with John Waters, our own patron saint of the festival, and that will be held at Town Hall at 5 o'clock on Saturday evening. And in addition, we are also honoring the Faith Hubley Career Achievement Award for Jennifer Coolidge, who is a wonderful comedic actress. We're very excited to be having her as well. And we'll be showing her film, Best in Show, which, you know, she's done a lot of work with Christopher Guest, and we find her very, very funny, very, very talented, and we're thrilled that she will be in the same event. We will be honoring both Bobcat Goldthwait and Jennifer Coolidge, and Jennifer will be in conversation with film critic B. Ruby Rich, also on Saturday at 5 p.m., so please join us for that.
Tell us about some of the films that are being shown this year.
Well, as I said, we have over 50 films in the festival, so I'll just give you highlights of a few of them that I'm very excited that we're including. There's a film called Beatbox that's about Brooklyn musicians. That's the world premiere of that film. We're also showing a film starring Lily Tomlin that has an incredible performance that she gives, a film called Grandma, directed by Paul Weitz. There's another film we're including, Nasty Baby, directed by Sebastian Silva. We've shown other films by Sebastian in the past, and this new film has Kristen Wiig, and it's a film about a same-sex couple that are trying to have a baby, and things sort of go a little bit haywire from there. Really interesting film. I'm happy we're able to include that. As far as documentaries, we've got a film called In My Father's House about rap star from Chicago, Che Rhymefest and Smith, and it's directed by Ricky Stern and Annie Sundberg, the directors behind Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, which is a film we showed a few years ago. So that's their newest work that we're showing this year. We also are showing Larry Kramer in Love and Anger, directed by Gene Calamusto, and Larry Kramer will actually be in attendance. We're very, very excited that he'll be coming out to the festival. He'll also be doing a book signing in addition to being at the film, so we're very happy that he is able to join us this year. Another film we're showing is called The Armor of Light, and that's a film about gun control that pairs up a very unlikely couple of people who advocate for gun control. Really interesting film, but directed by Abigail Disney. So those are a few of the films. We also have three films that are featuring Provincetown itself in the festival this year. One is Outermost Radio, about our local radio station, WOMR, the local affiliate for NPR in Provincetown, independent radio, so we're very excited to be having that. We have a film called Clambake, directed by Andrea Meyerson, and that is a celebration of 30 years of Women's Week, which is one of the most popular and largest lesbian destination events during the year. We're happy about that. We're having that world premiere as well for Clambake. And then we're showing a film called Packed in a Trunk, which is the writer Jane Anderson and her search for her great aunt, who was an artist who worked in Provincetown back in the 1930s, and she was sent away to an institution and never heard from again. And Jane Anderson goes on a search and literally finds her work and finds out her story. And it's Edith Lake Wilkerson is the artist, and it's a really, really incredible piece of work, so we're happy to be including that as well. And the opening night film, we're very excited, is called Sleeping with Other People, directed by Leslie Headland. Leslie actually is a veteran of the festival. We showed her film Bachelorette a few years ago, so we're very excited to welcome her back. So that's our opening night film on Wednesday the 17th.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I feel like through the work that I've been doing at Provincetown for 17 years, that is some of the best work that I can do that promotes LGBT civil rights. I feel like giving a voice to the filmmakers and making a space where audiences can come and explore and have conversations and talk about new topics and sort of have an assessment of what's going on right at the moment, that is something I feel very proud of and happy that promotes those civil rights for LGBT. So I'm very excited about that.
With marriage equality now in the hands of the Supreme Court, what would you like to see for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I feel like all the progress we've made in this country has been fabulous, and my hope is that from now going forward that we can take the work that we've done in the U.S. and actually spread it beyond our borders and, you know, work on countries that have had less favorable results to date, and that hopefully this can extend, you know, to the rest of the world. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing happen in the future.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
My best advice would be not to give up. Just don't give up. I think reaching out to adults in their lives, reaching out for role models, and just looking around and seeing the positives that happened in others, you know, people who have had dark times and gotten through. I think it's just about reaching out and knowing that you're not alone.
How can people get information about the Provincetown International Film Festival?
I think the best way for people to find out about Provincetown International Film Festival is through our website. The website is provincetownfilm.org. There we have tickets and passes on sale. They're on sale now. We also have a Twitter account at P-Town Film Fest, but our website is probably our easiest way to find us.
What other projects are you working on?
So in addition to programming the Provincetown International Film Festival, I also program the Sundance Film Festival. I've been doing that for about 24 years, and that's something I work on in the off-season when I'm not working on Provincetown.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes, there is, as a matter of fact. I like when people ask, why should we come to Provincetown? There are a lot of film festivals all over the country, and what makes Provincetown special? And my feeling is that Provincetown offers a unique opportunity for filmmakers and film lovers to gather in Provincetown in the beautiful setting, in a beautiful location, with gorgeous weather next to the beach. And in addition to all the films that we screen, we also have a lot of other events. We have breakfast panels each morning. We have parties each evening. And then we also have additional events. We have 2 book signings this year. John Waters will be signing copies of his book, Carsick. We'll have Larry Kramer signing copies of his book as well. And as I said, there are many other events that go on throughout the week in addition to just seeing films. So Provincetown International Film Festival, which starts June 17th, runs through the 21st. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out, come see some films, come raise a glass, and come meet the filmmakers. It's going to be a wonderful event. I hope you can join us.